ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः नमः पार्वती पदये हर हर महादेव गोपिका जीवन स्मरणम् गोविंद गोविंद
First of all, let me convey my namaskarams to Ishvara Antaryami and my love and regards to all of you. In this song, Saint Eknath says, O mankind, do not look for God here and there. He is ever with you in your heart.
Hridayi Paramatma Nande Paripurna Toshiva Sanatana Purna Brahma.
He is Paramatma. He is Shiva. He is Purna. He is Parabrahma. Saints and seers are the real wealth of this earth. Though they are also born in this world like you and me, they are different from us. How? To us, the world is real. To them, God is real. To us, the body is our self. To them, Atman is their self. We suffer sukha and dukkha, joy and sorrow. But they always abide in bliss, ananda. Such people are called Brahmagyanis, the knower of the self. The Hindu scriptures speak of several Brahmagyanis like Shuka, Vamadeva, Kapila, Vasishta and so on. But they all lived long ago. We are fortunate to have a Brahmagyani in our time who was Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi. Ramana attained Brahmagyana at the age of 16 by sheer enquiry. After that, he lived in this world for more than 50 years in Sahaja. He left his body only in 1950. Still, there are people who have seen him and have heard him. His main teaching is, "Who am I?" enquiry. He said,
Hridaya kuhara madhye kevalam brahma matram hi aham ahamiti sakrahat atma rupena bhati hridi vishamanasasvam chinpata majjatava pavanachalanaroda atmanishto bhavatvam.
In the center of your spiritual heart, Hridayam, the self is ever shining as I. Dive deep in your mind with controlled breath. You will experience yourself, said Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi. Bhagavan's life story is a big one with lots of enlightening and interesting episodes. It is not possible to say all of them now. I bow at the feet of Bhagavan and seek his blessings to narrate his unparalleled life story in brief. I request all of you to take the good and overlook the errors in my narration and bless me to obtain Bhagavan's grace. Now, let us enjoy the story.
சிவம் தழைக்கும் தெய்வ திருச்சுழியென்று சிவம் தழைக்கும் தெய்வ திருச்சுழியென்று சிவத்தலத்தில் ஆருத்ரா நிஷினங்கேளைய சிவத்தலத்தில் ஆருத்ரா நிஷினங்கேளைய அந்தட சுந்தரம் அழகமை தம்பதிக்கு அந்தன சுந்தரம் அழகமை தம்பதிக்கு சிவனருளால் ரமணர் அவதரித்தார் அந்தன சுந்தரம் அழகமை தம்பதிக்கு சிவனருளால் ரமணர் அவதரித்தார் அவதரித்தார்.
In South India, in the state of Tamil Nadu, there is a blessed small town named Thiruchuri. It's a beautiful small town. In the middle of the town, there is a Shiva temple who is addressed as Bhuminatha, the Lord of the Earth. His consort is Sahayavalli, the ever-helpful mother. In that town, in 1879, on December the 30th, at 1 a.m. in the star Punarvashu, a male child was born by the grace of Lord Shiva to a pious couple named Sundaramayyar and Aragamma. It was Arudra Day, a very special day for Lord Shiva. The parents named the child Venkatraman. He was the second son in the family. Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi himself tells us about his birth in one of his songs.
புவிக்குள் பொங்கிடும் புவிச்சொல் பொங்கவன் புரிக்குள் புண்ணியன் துளிக்குள் சுந்தரன் புவிக்குள் பொங்கிடும் புவிச்சொல் பொங்கவன் புரிக்குள் புண்ணியன் துளிக்குள் சுந்தரன் தவர்க்கு சுந்தரம் சதிக்குற் பன்னனம் தவர்க்கு சுந்தரம் சதிக்குற் பன்னனம் தவர்க்கு சுந்தரம் சதிக்குற் பன்னன மதலத்தில் புன்புலஞ்சழக்கில் தவிக்கு துஞ்சிடும் படிக்கு தன்னுளம் தழைக்க தன் பதம் எனக்கு தந்தனன் தவிக்கு துஞ்சிடும் தவிக்கு தன்னுளம் தழைக்க தன்பதம் எனக்கு தந்தனன் சிவக்க சின்மயம் செழிக்க தன்மயம் சிவக்க சின்மயம் செழிக்க தன்மயம் ஜகத்தில் துன்புஷம் ஒரு பூச்சம் மலே சிவக்க சின்மயம் செழிக்க தன்மயம் ஜகத்தில் துன்புஷம் ஒரு பூச்சம்
The entire family consists of 6 people. Father Sundaram Iyer, a vakil by profession. Mother Aragamma, a dutiful wife with a beautiful heart. And 3 boys and 1 girl. Venkatraman was born and brought up like any other child and went to the local elementary school like all other child in that town. Nobody knew at that time that Venkatraman was going to become a Brahma Jnani and will be known by the world as Bhagavan Ramana Maharishi. Venkatraman loved sports more than his studies. Because he excelled all other children in sports, he became a leader to them. He had tremendous memory power and that helped him to get through the exams easily. When Venkatraman was about 11 years old, he was sent to his uncle's house in Dindigul. He stayed there and attended the local school.
Ekada tatra eka adbhuta aascharya sambhavam abhut.
While Venkatraman was in Dindigul, a very interesting and remarkable thing happened. One day, there was a function in the house and many of the relatives attended it. Then, in the evening, everyone went to the local temple to worship God. Venkatraman was alone in the house reading. Then he locked the front door and went to sleep. The relatives returned home from the temple. They knocked the door. Venkatrama, Venkatrama. No reply. They banged the door. No reply. Then they managed to open the door with the help of the neighbor and went in. Venkatraman was fast asleep. One uncle, Seshayar, unable to control his anger, bet him severely. But Venkatraman did not get up. The uncle shouted, "If you sleep like this, I say, your life is going to be ruined." Then he went to bed. In later years, Ramana tells us the fate of his Varvu personal life to Arunachala in one of his poems, very beautifully and little humorously.
வாவென்றகம் புக்குன் வாழ்வருளன்றேன் வாழ்வை கீழந்தேன் அருணாச்சலா வாவென்றகம் புக்குன் வாழ்வருளன்றேன் வாழ்வை கீழந்தேன் அருணாச்சலா அருணாச்சலா
O Lord, the day you said come on, my child, and bestowed your eternal life to me, I have lost my personal life in the world. Sang Ramana. You know, only as long as we have ego, we will have personal life. When there is no ego, where is the question of personal life? The amazing point is, Venkatraman knew nothing about the beating until they themselves told him. Venkatraman's deep sleep is a kind of samadhi. Thungi kandar nilai solvadevare, said Thirumular. Jnanis are awake in deep sleep state. All of us also daily go to sleep at night. But we have not become jnanis because we are not awake in that state. Venkatraman was a highly evolved soul and was at the verge of awakening. When things were going normally, all of a sudden, Father Sundaramayyar died. It was 1892. The family was shattered by his unexpected death. The father's body was lying on the floor, and the relatives were crying and lamenting. Oh, Sundaram, poiteda, leaving all of us here, you have gone. Little Venkatraman was observing the entire scene, standing in a corner of the room. He thought, Father has not gone anywhere. He is here, lying on the floor, but without any movements. Maybe God, who was so far making this father move, speak, see, and so on, must have left him. That means this father is always dependent on that great father. It is amazing that Venkatraman was deep and discriminative even at the age of 13. In those days, a widow cannot live independently. The society would never allow that. So the family got separated into two. The mother went to Mana Madurai with her last two children and stayed with Uncle Nallayappar. Venkatraman and his older brother Nagaswami went to Madurai and stayed with Uncle Subbayyar. At Madurai, Venkatraman first studied in Scott Middle School and later in American Mission High School. When Venkatraman was 15 years old, one day a relative visited their house and was talking aloud with the family members. In the middle of the talk, he said, I am coming straight away from Arunachalam. When Venkatraman heard the word Arunachalam, he was startled. He rushed to that man and asked, Uncle, what did you say? Where did you come from? The man said, Arunachalam. Venkatraman felt a thrill when he heard the name Arunachalam. To him, Arunachalam is something very great, a state beyond the reach of words and thoughts. So he wondered, what? Is this uncle coming straight away from that great state? Is that possible? He could not figure out. So he again asked him, Uncle, where is Arunachalam? What? Exclaimed the uncle. Oh child, you are 15 years old and you do not know where Arunachala is? It is Thiruvannamalai. It is Thiruvannamalada, inge irukke, only several miles away from here. Venkatraman thought, how could that great state be in this world? He could not think further. He left the place. Later, in one of his songs, Ramana mentions about this.
அறிவரே சிறுவயது அது முதல் அருணா சல மிக பெரிதென அறிவின் இதங்க அறிவர் சிறுவயது அது முதல் அருணா சல மிக பெரிதென அறிவின் இளங்க
அதன் பொருள் அது திரு அண்ணாமலை. அறிகிறேன் அதன் பொருள் அது திரு அண்ணாமலையன ஒருவரால் அறிவுற பேற்றும். அறிகிறேன் அதன் பொருள் அது திரு அண்ணாமலையன ஒருவரால் அறிவுற பேற்றும். அதி திருவண்ணாமலையன ஒருவரால் அறிவுற பேற்றும். அதி திருவண்ணாமலையன ஒருவரால் அறிவுற பேற்றும். நான் அறிகிறேன் அதன் பொருள் அம்மம்.
After this incident, one day by chance, Venkatraman noticed a book titled Periya Puranam. That book contained the stories of 63 Shaivite saints. He read the entire book voraciously. With tears of joy, he prayed, "O Lord Shiva, please make me a devotee of your devotees."
அன்போடு நாமம் கேள் அன்பர் தம் அன்பர்க்கு அன்பனையிட அருள் அருணாச்சல அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல.
Now Venkatraman was 16 years old. One day he was sitting alone on the first floor of his house. It was July 17, 1896. Suddenly, he felt a great fear of death. He felt that he is going to die. He asked himself, "Is anything wrong with my body? Should I go to a doctor?" He checked his body and felt that he was okay. He said, "Anyhow, the fear of death is gripping me. I am going to die. It is certain I am going to die. I cannot escape it." Then he said, "Okay, let it come. I will tackle it myself." Saying so, he gathered all his courage to face the death. He asked, "What is death?" "Death means the body will be inactive." Now, Venkatraman dramatized the death. He lay down on the floor, made the body stiff, and controlled his breath. He also closed his mouth tight. Koornda madiyal pechu moochu adakkikkondu, he said, "Now I am dead. People are taking the body to the cremation ground. They are setting fire. The body is burning. I am dead. I am dead. I am dead." "What?" he exclaimed. "Who is the I that is saying, 'I am dead, I am dead'?" He dived deep to find the root of the I thought. Neeril vidinda porul kaana vendi murugadal por. He stayed there without wavering. The ego collapsed and the soul awakened. He experienced that he is a spirit, an all-pervading consciousness, a chaitanyam. He was no more Venkatraman. The fear of death was gone once for all. He became a knower of the self at the age of 16. He became a spiritual hero.
நம பார்வதி பதயே ஹர ஹர மகாதேவ.
Next morning, he did all his routine works for his auntie, like fetching water, cutting the vegetables, cleaning up things and so on. Then went to school. While walking on the street, he was anxiously looking for God with bhaya bhakti. He thought at any time God may jump before him out of space. At school, he could not concentrate on anything. The inner current was pulling him within. He came home from the school, left the books in the shelf, then walked straight to Meenakshi Temple. There he stood before the 63 saints and Lord Nataraja with tears in his eyes.
அருள் நிறைவான அமுதக்கடலே உன் காட்சி தந்தருள்வாய் ஐயா அன்புவில் ஆலி போல் அன்புரு உன்னில் என்னை
ஓ ஓஷன் ஆஃப் லவ் ப்ளீஸ் டிசால்வ் மீ அண்ட் டு யுவர் லவ் Let me not only you
ambu villali pol anburu unnil ennai anba karai tarul arunachala ambu villali pol anburu unnil ennai anba karai tarul arunachala
Venkatraman was totally changed. He became very humble. He did not go out to play. He ate whatever is given. He was very detached. His mind was totally immersed in God. Everybody noticed the change in him and did not like it. His older brother hated his unattached behavior. He started nagging him, calling him names. Venkatraman would not react to it. 6 weeks passed by. Then it all came to an end. The end commenced like this. One day at school, Venkatraman performed poorly in English grammar. So, as a punishment, the teacher ordered him to copy a particular portion from Brain Grammar book 3 times as an imposition. So the next day, that is on Saturday morning, Venkatraman started writing the imposition. He wrote it 2 times. When he started for the 3rd time, his mind refused to do so. He put the book aside. The brother, who was watching all this, hit the roof. "Why should one who behaves like this retain all this?" he shouted. Today, the brother's words struck his mind strongly. He thought, "Yes, why should I need all this? But where will I go, Arunachala?"
வைத்தனை வாழாவையகத்து உய்யும் வழி அறி மதி அழித்தையும் கண் வைத்திடில் ஆர்க்கும் இன்பு இல்லை விதிர்ச்சாவதே மாண்பா பைத்தியம் பற்றி பயனரும் எனக்கு உன் பதமுறும் அருமருந்தருள்வாய் பைத்தியமருந்தா பார்வொளி அருண பருப்பத உறுப்பெரே பரணே
ஓ லார்ட் People around me are not happy with me. I feel it is better to die than being in this condition. Lord Shiva, please tell me, where shall I go?
Arunachala.
The answer came from within. So he decided to go to Thiruvannamalai. But if he said this to his brother, he would not let him leave the house. So he told his brother, "I have to attend a special class at school." The brother was surprised. He said, "Oh, very good, very good. Then take 5 rupees from the box and pay my college fees, which is due on Monday." God had also provided him with money for his journey. Venkatraman thought 3 rupees would be enough. So he kept the rest of the 2 rupees back in the box. Then he quickly wrote a note. I have, in search of my father, and in accordance with his command, started from here. This is only embarking on a virtuous enterprise. You see, here he is referring to Venkatraman as an object. Therefore, no one need to grieve over this act. No money need be spent looking for this. Your fees has not been paid yet. 2 rupees are kept herewith. Thus, he did not sign the letter. You know, Atman does not have name or form, Namarupa Kadayadu. Venkatraman walked towards the rail station. The day he left home was August 29, 1896. At rail station, he got the ticket for Dindivanam and put the ticket and the change in his pocket. He got into the train and sat in a corner. He wondered, remembering the grace of Arunachala. O Lord,
பெயர் நினைந்திடவே பிடித்திடுத்தனை உன் பெருமை ஆரறிவார் அருணாச்சலா. பெயர் நினைந்திடவே பிடித்திடுத்தனை உன் பெருமை ஆரறிவார் அருணாச்சலா.
ஓ அருணாச்சலா, I thought of your name and at once you pulled me to yourself. Who can know the power of your grace?
Veedu vetti thula veedu poppayavun veedu kaatinayen Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala Shiva Arunachala.
The train was moving fast. A maula was sitting next to him, advised him to get down at Viripuram and change train. He did so. Then, with the leftover money, he bought a ticket to Mambarapattu. From there, he had to walk 30 miles to reach Thiruvannamalai. He walked and walked and walked.
நடந்தானே சிவபாலன் நடந்தானே சிவபாலன் உடல் வாட பதம் சோர மனம் சிவனை நாடியவன் அருளிலாழ்ந்து போல நடந்தானே சிவபாலன் உடல் வாட பதம் சோர மனம் சிவனை நாடியவன் அருளில் ஆழ்ந்து தோண்டு நடந்தானே சிவபாலன் நந்திநாதன் தனயம் நந்திநாதன் தனயம் அருட்சீல நந்திநாதன் தனயம் அருட்சீல உடல் எடுத்த உள்ளத்தில் பொங்கின உடல் எடுத்த பையன் உள்ளத்தில் பொங்கிட உடல் வாட பதம் சோர மனம் சிவனை நாடியவன் அருளில் ஆழ்ந்து தோழ்ந்து நடந்தானே சிவபாலன்.
After walking for about 10 miles, he came to a small town named Arayanai Nallur. He was tired and hungry. So he walked to the temple and sat down near a pillar. Maashatra Jodhi Malaranda Malar Shudare. A dazzling light appeared in his sight as if Arunachala himself smiling at him. At that time a priest came to the temple, worshipped God and offered food to him. Venkatraman begged for some prasad. He replied, No, Walk with me to the next village, Kelur. So he walked. At Kelur temple, after the worship, the priest gave prasad to the drummer and the piper of the temple and went away without giving to Venkatraman. The drummer's heart went out for Venkatraman. He offered his share of the food to him and begged, Appa, shapdupa. He begged him to accept it. Having the food in his hand, Venkatraman walked to get some water. On the way he swooned. When he got up, he saw the food scattered on the ground. He picked them up and ate it, drank some water and slept there. The next day was August 31st. It was Krishna Jayanti day. Venkatraman was walking and looking for the direction to Thiruvannamalai. By chance, he stood before a house. The owner of the house was one Sri Muthukrishna Bhagavatar. The Bhagavatar saw Venkatraman from inside the house. He called his wife, Adi, look, look. A boy is standing in front of our house, just like Sri Krishna. Let us invite him and feed him. We will get lot of punyam. They fed Venkatraman sumptuously and also packed some sweets to take with him. The Bhagavatar advised Venkatraman to take the train to Thiruvannamalai. But Venkatraman did not have money. So he pledged his ruby earrings and got 4 rupees from the Bhagavatar. On the way to rail station, he threw away the receipt given by the Bhagavatar. The next day, that is September 1st, 1896, Venkatraman took the early morning train and reached Thiruvannamalai at about noon. He got down from the train. He saw the majestic mountain Arunachalam from a distance. His heart swelled with devotion. He saw Shiva in the form of mountain.
Girivuruvagiya Kripai kadale Kripai kundarulvai Arunachala Girivuruvagiya Kripai kadale Kripai kundarulvai Arunachala
O Arunachala, the ocean of grace, have compassion on me. As the magnet would pull the iron and keep it tight with it, please pull me and make me be one with you.
Kantam girumbu pol kavandanai vidamal kalandenu dirupai Arunachala. Kantam girumbu pol kavandanai Arunachala, Arunachala, yen Arunachala, Arunachala, yen Arunachala, yen Arunachala, yen Arunachala.
Kadalagi kanneer kashindu malhi, he said, O Annamalayane, O Arunachala, please do not think that I do not think of you. I always think of you.
Annamalai unnai enna enayanai annandengida ennade Annamalai unnai enna enayanai annandengida ennade Mannamala udal enna agamena Mannamala udal enna agamena Mannamangida unnade Mannamangida unnade Tannar aliseru kannadodugiri Pannadengiru kannada Tannar aliseru kannadodugiri Pannadengiru kannada Pennanali uru unna Penna nali buru nanna அண்ணா என்னகம் நன்னாயே, அண்ணா என்னகம் நன்னாயே, அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல.
He walked inside the temple and straightway went inside the sanctum sanctorum, stood before Arunachala and said, "Father, I have come." Then he came out of the temple. Someone accosted him and asked, "Do you want your head shaved?" "Yes," he replied. The man took him to Ayyankulam tank. There, one of the barbers shaved his head completely. Then he walked near the tank and threw the leftover money in the tank. Then he discarded his shirt and sacred thread. Then he also threw away the sweets. Then he tore his dhoti and took a small piece of cloth and tied it as kaupina, that is, cod piece, and threw the rest of the cloth. He becomes a total renunciate. The young Brahmagyani walked in the open space of Thiruvannamalai unaimed, like great Shuka Brahma. From now onwards, let us call Venkatraman as Balaswami Ramana or Balaswami. Unexpectedly, the rain clouds started forming and there was a heavy shower. The rain god gave him a nice shower bath. But the problem was, the rain god did not stop the rain. The rain was pouring and pouring. It was also dark. The Balaswami Ramana ran here and there looking for shelter. Finally, he ran into the temple. The cold wind was unbearable. Though he was shivering with cold, his mind was talking to Arunachala. "Oh Arunachala, what a wonderful dance you danced as me, running here and there in the open space, shivering due to the cold wind and rain, wearing only kaupinam and with the completely shaven head."
"Mottaiyadithu ennai vetta veliyinil நடமாடினையும் அருணாச்சல, மொட்டையடித்து என்னை வெட்ட வெளியினில் நடமாடினையன் அருணாச்சல, மொட்டை அடித்து என்னை வெட்ட வெளியினில் நடமாடினையன் அருணாச்சல, அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல சிவ அருணாச்சல."
You know, only as long as we have ego, we will see our bodily movements as our doings. Once the ego is gone, we will see our bodily movements as God's play or Ishvara Leela.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala.